Hello, I've been trying to get through to Andrew Mitchell. He doesn't seem to be in his office. He wasn't in yesterday either.
Did you through to his mobile?
Ah, no. Oh, I see.
So
no, that went
meeting,
through to
then?
Right, that went through to his voicemail. Okay.
Did you leave a message?
No, because I can't give my phone number at the moment.
I'm just going to put you through.
Okay, thank you.
To his mobile. Let me find his number. One second.
Hello.
Hello, is that Andrew?
Speaking, yes.
Oh, hello. My name's Michael. This is quite a sensitive issue. I've been asked on behalf of my directors to call you.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a British privately owned petrochemical company that I work for.
Right.
We are looking at floating on the London Stock Exchange, but we've got some concerns from potential shareholders.
Okay.
Because of the work that we're embarking on at the moment.
Yes.
Basically, we've been granted exploration and drilling rights, which are dependent on finding resources in the Peruvian Amazon.
Right.
We've been given sole rights for two of the blocks that have been allocated. Is this something you would have any experience in or be able to deal
with? Yes, very much so. Yeah. Both in terms of the floating and as you say in terms of the sector, i.e. the E&P sector, petrochemical sector. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Okay. The issue we've got is in one of those blocks, there's two indigenous tribes. That we've been notified about. One of them is uncontacted. They are likely to be affected in some way by the development. We're putting together a package that we want to propose to the local authorities and to the and we obviously need some work getting envoys out there to speak to any tribal leaders. We're talking about including a school, a health centre, but say there will be disruption and they may be forced to move out of their tribal areas.
Right.
Is that something that you've had any experience in, or it'd be something you'd be prepared to pursue?
We're talking about the communication side clearly here, aren't we, Rob? That's what you're calling us for, is it?
Essentially, yes. I mean, we want to be seen as doing the right thing.
Yeah. And yes, no, we absolutely do have experience in that. We know we work closely with a number of oil and gas companies, and so. Clearly that is something that a number of energy companies, petrochemical companies face as a challenge, and so absolutely we do have experience there.
Okay, I mean, have you had any success being able to relocate tribes? In the PR that's involved in that, the companies that you've been involved in.
Well, we work with a number of major international energy companies, Shell, Eni, there's two fairly sizable organisations, as you can see, and who have to get involved quite regularly in the sort of CSR areas that you're talking about. Also, yeah. in the mining area with Rio Tinto, with the Danta Resources, mm-hmm. With Hochschild Mining.
Yeah.
So we are fairly familiar with.
There's a good portfolio there.
Yeah, we're fairly familiar with the challenges around that.
Okay. I mean, what kind of PR is required for something like that? I mean, obviously, there appears to be violence at the moment in Peru. I've been obviously doing some background work on the level of disruption and what kind of what kind of backlash there could be if we move into these areas. What kind of approach is normal?
It's difficult to say without knowing a bit more about the specific case.
Yeah, I understand.
And I think you know, you don't want to have a one size fits all type approach. You need to take a rather more tailored thing. And I think it would depend to a certain extent on A, you know, the nature of the problem, B, what's already been done, C, you know, the reputation of the company already, all these things come into play. And without knowing a bit more about the specifics, it would be hard to make a sort of generalisation, I think.
If we're talking about an uncontacted tribe, then we're going to come against organisations like Survival International.
Yeah.
And they're obviously going to push hard for us not to do anything here. Are you familiar with this kind of work?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think I would not say that you can tell from the companies that we deal with on the natural resources side that this, you know, I'm not saying goes to the territory, but to a certain extent it does. So I mean, I think, you know, you can see that Shell have clearly had a track record of trying to engage and you know, trying to make sure that, I think, you know, for example, Shell, let's say 20 years ago in Nigeria, came into, you know, got himself into a difficult situation.
Yes.
And from it's been sort of trying to, you know, improve its standing from there. And I think, you know, that's a good lesson. Frankly, there are lessons within that experience of how to do it and what pitfalls to avoid.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the kind of area we'd look to learn the lessons from.
To what extent is this PR as opposed to changing the behaviour of the companies? And how does that balance
both,
out?
I think it's both. I think you can't separate one from the other, really. If you are, I think, you know, if you are, if you need to be able to. But I think the main lesson is that you can't leave a vacuum. If you think that shutting up and going away and not saying anything will close the problem down, then you'll find that there are plenty of other people who will be able to pop up and make plenty of noise.
Yeah.
And that they will just dominate the debate. So there's one central lesson to learn, is that. And I think beyond that, it depends. You know, you then have to be able to make
what
sure
kind,
you tell
what
your
kind
story.
Of people are we talking about? So these people are going to pop up.
Well, as you say, I mean, it's NGOs.
Oh, you're right. Okay, local, from that side, yeah.
Local politicians. Mm-hmm. Exactly the sort of groups you're talking about. They will clearly have plenty to gain from making the issue more high profile, and just allowing letting them have. Free voice will mean that the company itself gets on the wrong end of the debate.
Mm.
So it's what you can't do is communicate something that doesn't have any basis in reality. So you can't make stuff up, because clearly that will also backfire. So you need to be able to find out what the company is doing, what it is doing to, as you say, offset the disruption that's being caused and minimise the disruption that's being caused, and then make sure that people are aware of that.
From an ethical point of view, I mean, presumably Finsbury don't have a problem with relocating tribes and moving, sort of changing the cultures in any that kind of way. It's is that something that you would you have to question yourself in any way to do if you're going to do something like this?
Well, I think, again, you know, you look at the specifics. As I say, we've worked with companies that have, in the natural resources area, who partly. So anyway, it would depend on the specifics.
Right. Okay. I mean, if we're talking about an uncontacted tribe, I mean, we don't even know that they're there at the moment, but we've been told, watch out, essentially.
I think, I may have to, because we're getting into areas of detail now, and
yeah.
We obviously haven't met, and so I think we need to, you know, Finsbury has very strong, you know, it's always very important what we do, based in fact, and that's the most important thing. So,
But in principle, you wouldn't have a problem if we were to give you the work.
I think we've only just spoken on the phone. Yeah. I don't wish to sort of.
No, that's okay. I can understand your hesitancy. I mean, I can't. Obviously, I'm going to a number of PR companies and finding out, and we can't really give any details until we've made a short list.
Understood. That's completely fair enough. And, well, I hope that sort of. I mean, I say the companies we worked with give you a pretty clear sense of how we approach things.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you very much,
Michael. Can I have a bit more? Can I just have a contact number for you, please?
I will definitely get back to you. Okay. I mean, I don't. As I say, with shortlisting, we're going around a lot of companies today. And you'll understand why I can't give you any details at the moment. But we will get back to you and let you know what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll give you my mobile number.
Okay, thank you.
It's 07900.
07900, yep.
680.
Yep.
752.
752, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you.
Nice to speak to you. Bye-bye.